Let's kind of start with a general overview. Yeah. We're into early February. Yes. We're thinking about college, maybe. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that we as parents or students should be thinking about this time of year?
For sure. If students haven't already applied to college, that's probably the first step, is to be thinking about what future careers they may want to get into, and then get those college applications in. And then once they do that, that's when it's time to start talking about paying for college, which is probably the thing that stresses a lot of parents out.
I would imagine so. And we've heard a lot about FAFSA.
That's right.
For those that are new, I don't know where you've been,
right?
But what in the world is FAFSA?
Yeah, FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, which is a mouthful. And all it really means is it's the application that you fill out to see if you qualify for financial aid. The great news is, once you fill out that form, you're considered for aid at the federal, the state, and the college level. Mm. So one form, three sources of financial aid, which is great for families.
Why should people fill this form out, even if they're not thinking about taking financial aid?
Sure. So some folks think that they don't qualify for financial aid. I always encourage students and families to fill it out at least once. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know. Even if you don't qualify for Pell Grants, you might still qualify for aid from the college themselves, and they use that form. But the other piece that a lot of folks don't know is, even in terms of being considered for some scholarships, the FAFSA is required. So it's always a good idea to fill it out at least once.
You said fill it out once. Is it something we should fill out multiple times?
That is. So each year you go to college, you'll need to fill out the FAFSA again if you qualify for financial aid. So again, I always encourage folks to at least fill it out that first year. If they don't get anything, then it's their call whether they fill it out after that. But if a student qualifies for financial aid, and four out of five students do, then you need to complete the form each year you're in college.
I know this is kind of a hypothetical situation, but if you go as a freshman and you fill it out and you qualify for aid, pretty likely you're going to qualify for aid every year moving forward, right?
Yeah, as long as your financial aid, a financial situation doesn't change all that much, you should qualify each year.
Is there a timeline on when we should be filling out these forms?
So I always say sooner's better than later. The form typically opens on October 1st. This year it opened a little late, but it's never too late to fill it out. The reason why we say sooner is better is because some financial aid does run out, and it's dispersed on a first-come, first-served basis. So those students who apply early are more apt to get all of the aid they qualify. If you wait until later, you may miss out on some aid you would have qualified for.
All right. So now I know we talked about this time last year, and it was not great for FAFSA. Or is it better for you?
It's much better. It's much better. So FSA has done a great job working on all the glitches that were in the form. And just so folks understand, last year was a major overhaul of the form. The good news is it was intended to make the forms easier to fill out. And this year we're actually seeing that. So students and families are getting through in much, much easier. They're having to answer fewer questions, which is good. And there's fewer errors, so that's good for students, too.
You got to take the bad to get to the good.
That's right.
Yeah, you
got
to get to the other side. Outside of FAFSA, are there other options for students and families?
Yeah, one of the important steps students need to take in North Carolina is we have what's called the Residency Determination Service. That's, again, another long word, but all it means is proving that you qualify for in-state tuition, and that's by being a North Carolina resident for a year or longer. So a few simple questions on that one, and most students get a determination within a matter of minutes.
We've talked about a lot, so kind of hone it down for me. Give me the top two or three tips for families as they're thinking about paying and applying for college.
Yeah, most important thing is set up your account to fill out the FAFSA. So you can go to FAFSA.gov to get that set up. Fill out the FAFSA, complete the go to ncresidency.org to fill out the residency determination, and then start applying for scholarships. I'm a big fan of trying to reduce loans where you're able to, and that way you can qualify for scholarships that cover that gap sometimes between total cost of college and what you can afford.
Are there things that you in your office at the North Carolina State Education Assistance Authority can do to help these families?
Yeah, one of the best things I'm super excited about is the Next NC Scholarship. One of the things we hear from students is they don't really care where the money comes from. They just want to know, do I qualify and how much can I count on? And that's what the Next NC Scholarship does. So it combines the federal Pell Grant and the state scholarship into one easy to understand package. If a student is from a household making $80,000 or less, most of those students will qualify. and they can get $3,000 per year minimum to go to a community college, which covers all of tuition and fees at a community college. If they go to a UNC system institution, they can get a minimum of $5,000 per year, which covers more than half, if not all, of tuition and fees. And if a student plans to go to a private college, we have a need-based scholarship for them, too. So the exciting part is most students who qualify actually get quite a bit more than that $3,000 and $5,000 minimum, but that's the guaranteed amount.
That's awesome. Yeah. Where can folks go to find you guys, yes, to get some help and all that good,
yes,
stuff?
Yes. So for students who are looking for more help, go to CFNC.org. There's all kinds of financial aid information on there. We are doing a series of how to pay for college. We had our first session last night. That'll be recorded and put on the website. If students want to walk through the FAFSA, the third Monday this month, we're going to do a webinar at 6 p.m. They can go to cfnc.org/events to sign up for that webinar.
That's